आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 3 June 25, 2006।
नमस्कार, आवाज अनजाने की नई एपिसोड में आपका स्वागत है। मैं देव
और मैं पिया आपके मनोरंजन के लिए रेडी। इन दिस एपिसोड वी हैव सम वेरी नाइस सॉन्ग्स।
महबूबा महबूबा तुझे जाना है तो जा, तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या, पर देख तू जो
Of course, this is Awaaz Anjane, and so we will hear these songs in fresh voices.
And we also have an interview with one of the singers.
Lekin shuru hone se pehle, let us run through some technical details. We hope most of you found the subscription instructions on PodioIndia.com useful and have subscribed to our podcast. If you have questions and suggestions, do write to us at yourgeet@gmail.com or click on the submit comments link on the website.
In fact, many of you have already suggested some good ideas that we intend to try out. Please let us know how best we can tailor this program just for you.
Pia sets this episode rolling with a song from the Shyam Benegal movie Zubeda. Hey Pia, did you know that Shyam Benegal's daughter's name's Pia as well?
Really?
Yes. In fact, Pia Benegal designed the costumes in Zubeda. Here's the lilting number set to tune by the one and only A.R. Rahman.
Dheeme dheeme gao, dheere dheere gao, haale haale gao, tere liye piya. Thank you.
We want to hear your songs. हमें गाने भेजते रहिए by emailing to yourgeet@gmail.com. It will be our pleasure to play them back in Awaaz Anjaane.
The next song is from the movie Dharamveer, sung by...
Let's not tell them now. We will talk to the artist after the song.
मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या पर देख तू जो रूठ कर चली जाएगी तेरे साथ ही मेरे मरने की खबर आएगी ओ मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या पर देख तू जो रूठ कर चली जाएगी तेरे साथ ही मेरे मरने की खबर आएगी ओ मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या तेरी चाहत मेरा चैन चुराएगी तेरी चाहत मेरा चैन चुराएगी लेकिन तुझको भी तो नींद आएगी मैं तो मर जाऊंगा लेकर नाम तेरा नाम मगर कर जाऊंगा बदनाम तेरा तौबा तौबा फिर क्या होगा के याद मेरी दिल तेरा तड़पाएगी मेरे जाते ही तेरे आने की खबर आएगी ओ मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या जो भी हो मेरी इस प्रेम कहानी का जो भी हो मेरी इस प्रेम कहानी का पर क्या होगा तेरी मस्त जवानी का आशिक हूँ मैं तेरे दिल में रहता हूँ अपनी नहीं मैं तेरे दिल की कहता हूँ तौबा तौबा फिर क्या होगा के बाद में तू एक रोज पछताएगी ये रुत प्यार की जुदाई में ही गुजर जाएगी ओ मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या दीवाना मस्ताना मौसम आया है दीवाना मस्ताना मौसम आया है ऐसे में तूने दिल को तरसाया है माना अपनी जगह पे तू भी कातिल है पर यारों से तेरा बचना मुश्किल है
तौबा तौबा फिर क्या होगा, फिर प्यार में नजर जब भी टकराएगी तड़पती हुई मेरी जान को नजर आएगी। ओ मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा, तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या, पर देख तू जो रूठ कर चली जाएगी तेरे साथ ही मेरे मरने की खबर आएगी। ओ मेरी महबूबा 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 तुझे जाना है तो जा, तेरी मर्जी मेरा क्या।
He sounds so like Rafi Saab.
He does. But you know what? The man himself does not agree. I spoke to him earlier and he had some very interesting comments on various topics. Here's Azam Khan from Portland, Oregon.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I do not sound like Rafi at all. I don't think I do.
We can run a short poll among our listeners and your fans, and you know, you would lose if you were to gamble on that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I personally think that when you, I think it's more of a style.
Uh-huh.
The main thing is like Rafi.
Okay.
There's a difference between a style and voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think at all that my voice is, you know, like Rafi Saab's voice. I mean, he has a, you know, definitely completely different voice pitch and, you know, quality of voice.
Right.
Is very different.
Right, yeah.
But what I do actually is try to copy the style.
Mm-hmm.
And that is only applicable where it is possible. I mean, there are some words that I just can't pronounce, you know, like him, or just do it the way I feel fit. And so I think there's a bit of confusion, and you know, so a lot of times when people hear, it's hard to distinguish whether they're talking about the voice or talking about. I personally feel that I try to adapt his style rather than, you know, and then at times obviously when there are pitches in the song where you may sound like him, you know, or get close enough to sound like any singer, pretty
right,
much. I mean,
right,
I used
right.
to sing Kishore Saab's song a lot. And there were times when people came and said, you know, you really sounded like him. And I was like, well, you know, pretty much the same answer, that there were places
mm-hmm.
where if you try to copy somebody's style, you start sounding like him a little bit, but it's really different than, you know, sounding exactly like him or having the same voice quality as, you know, the singer.
How do you manage to maintain, you know, this hobby of yours? I know you got a day job, you got a family. How do you do this?
Well, I mean, this is a hobby which is very, you know, close to my heart, and it is number one. So I do not have a whole lot of hobbies. I don't go out and, you know, basically I call me a nerd, I guess. And so,
or a music junkie.
Exactly. Music junkie. That's the correct word. So it's easier for me to just pay attention to this one thing, which tends to get quite a bit at times. Ask my family. And every once in a while they complain, you know, whether I think they even exist for me or not.
So when do you actually do the practicing?
Well, if you're talking about formal riyaz, maybe a couple of hours.
Every day?
No, a week.
Okay.
So, but informally, I'm always, you know, listening to something and, you know, just trying to find a little modulation or harkat, trying to find those places where I can really, you know, challenge myself and say, okay, can I sing it the way it is sung? nothing is classical. As I said, 1 or 2 hours a week is classical, and that's only, you know, for last 6-8 months when I start classes from a North Indian classical teacher here.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I attend about hour and a half every week, and then I come back and, you know, practice it a little bit, another hour, 2 hours sometimes. So average 2 to 3 hours a week.
And when do you record? Do you record mostly at night or during daytime?
Tell me about it. Yeah, mostly at night. I got 2 kids. They both are young. And so the only time that I find, you know, available for recording is after 11 p.m. at night.
So the reason I'm asking you is that, you know, there's a school of thought which says that if you try and record very late at night, your voice is not at its optimal timbre compared to, let's say, late afternoon or early morning. Have you noticed anything like that?
It is very true. The best time that I have found for myself is between noon and like 3 p.m., 4 p.m.
Right. So you find that, you know, if you do get a chance to record at that time, you know, you have that, I don't know, even after 11 p.m., you know, it's just pure magic in your voice. So I'm dying to hear some of the recordings that you would explicitly say that these are in the afternoon.
Yeah, I guess I personally feel the difference. Or in other words, let's put it this way. If I do, you know, the same song in the afternoon, I have to do less work.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the whole thing comes out more naturally where, you know, I'm automatically energetic. I'm automatically, you know, up to it. As opposed to at night where I have to really push myself.
Do you listen to a lot of new songs as well?
Sonu Nigam, Udit Narayan, Hari Haran.
So how is the singing scene in Portland? Do you do a lot of live shows out there?
Well, I don't do a lot of live shows. I'm starting to, though. I've been here for about last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just keeping busy, new place and all, and it's really a hobby that I just enjoy doing it, and so I guess I would like to sing in, you know, functions and stuff, and in fact I just did last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did you sing?
A small gathering. Oh, you know, different songs, some Rafi, some Sonu Nigam, like 1 or 2 Meri Hasan Ghazals, things like that.
What was the Sonu Nigam song you sang?
Mehuna.
Oh, great. There's a lot of amateur singers who would be listening to this show. Do you have any tips for them?
Boy. Well, you know, allocate some time. Spend some time. I think what I found, you know, the lesson that I've learned is hard work. That's pretty much what summarizes, you know, my philosophy on almost anything. And when it comes down to music, it's exactly the same. You work hard, you spend some time, get serious, you know, you're going to excel. You're going to do better.
Okay. So,
it's
basically keep singing.
Well, yeah, and, you know, try and make it systematic and, you know, just work on one thing and get it right and move on. Don't try to cover too much area up front at the beginning. Just to start slow. Don't expect results too fast. It will come if you are serious enough. Eventually, it is going to come. And, you know, you will. People feel, you know, themselves that, you know, they're getting better. And,
right. Thank you very much, Azam. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And I'm sure our listeners would also have a lot of questions. And whatever questions we receive, we'll pass it on to you. And then we look forward to many, 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 many great numbers belted out by you.
I'll try and do my best. And thank you guys so much again. You know, the this Awaz Anjani idea is just fantastic. I think it's very nice, very unique, and combines, you know, the old and new times very well. So good luck on that. I hope to see a lot of programs in future too.
Azam brought up some very interesting points, and what a wonderful voice. Dave, I think we should request him to send some more songs.
Oh yes, definitely. And all you listeners, do send us your songs to yourgeet@gmail.com. Also, let us know how you are liking this show. Leave us a voicemail at 206-203-GEET.
Hi, this is Manjari Choudhury from Yardley, Pennsylvania. We listened to your Awaz Anjane and we're very impressed with the effort that you've put in. Wishing you all the success and hope it becomes a terrific fit to the Indian community.
Thank you, Manjari.
Mamata and Girish from Ohio, Krishna and Vasundhara from Louisiana, Ricky from Canada, thanks for writing to us at yourgeet@gmail.com. Our other listeners who called us or wrote to us directly, thank you very much. We look forward to your audio comments and emails at yourgeet@gmail.com.
We really feel very happy to receive your mail, your comments and suggestions. So please use the Submit Comments form on the PodioIndia.com website, email us or pick up the phone and call us. Our number 206-203-GEET.
You are listening to Awaz Anjane, the podcast on Hindi music that would like to bring to you known songs in Anjane voices. We have another A.R. Rahman song coming up.
Lena Gore from Mississauga, Canada, sings this peppy number from Rangila. Lena loves to sing in spite of the time pressure she has with a 2-year-old child. But she says she has an extremely supporting husband. Dave, are you listening?
Hey, Lena, may I call your husband after the show?
Here's Lena Gore from Mississauga, Canada.
किसी को प्यार दे किसी का प्यार दे इस सारे समय में यही प्यारी बात है तन्हा तन्हा यहाँ जीना ये कोई बात है
We enjoyed having another episode of Awaz Anjane with you. Next weekend is Independence Day weekend in the US. We will take a break. Our next episode will be on July 9th.
If you have subscribed to the show, it will be automatically downloaded to your computer. Or else, we will let you know through email if you have joined our mailing list. Aap sabko namaskar aur agli baar tak hame ijazat dijiye.
Have fun!
किसी का तो सपना हो आँखों में तेरी कोई दिलदार तो हो बाहों में तेरी कोई तो बने हम सफर राहों में तेरी कोई तो बने हम सफर राहों में तेरी ये जिंदगी तो तेरे एक सजा है साथ किसी का हो तो और ये मजा है. Yeah, yeah.
कुछ है।